Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning. Certainly glad that Brother Jeremy and Sister Laura have made it safely back to West Virginia with a new addition to the family, and we're all thankful for that and praying for them. So today is December the 20th, 2020. And I think if I ask anyone in here who's ready to move on to 2021, we would all raise our hand and say absolutely. So December 20th means that in just 5 days, we're all going to celebrate Christmas, exchange some gifts. More importantly, we're probably going to, or at least in a typical year, we're going to sit around the dinner table with one another and eat more ham and and turkey and piles of mashed potatoes and the pie of your choice. It's kind of like the second Thanksgiving dinner of the year. And for me, in between those two, I have a birthday where on Thanksgiving I ate most of a peanut butter pie that my daughter made. And then about a week and a half later, I ate another one. So I'm kind of ready for the Christmas dinner to get here. And I say all this to say that some people may or may not buy into to New Year's resolutions, but I do, and it's typically a fitness thing. Like, I've spent the last 2 months eating myself into oblivion, and I've put on 10 pounds or so. And so for the next, at least for the first few months of the year, I'm going to try real hard to lose some weight. And that's what I want to talk about this morning is resolutions for the new year. And what a year to consider this, to think about things we can do better in 2021. So as the new year begins, I'm reminded of the fact that, you know, we're 1 year closer to the day of our death, or the day the Lord returns, the day that we're going to stand before the Lord in judgment. The day that he will either say to us, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world," or "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." And since we're 1 year closer to that day when our final destiny will be forever determined, let me use this opportunity to provoke some thinking as to how you've used this past year, and also to suggest some resolutions to you for the upcoming year. And again, the goal this morning is to encourage us to make better use of the time that we have while we have time left still on this earth, to help prepare us for that day of reckoning that certainly awaits us all. That's the one guarantee that we all have. So first, let's ask ourselves, in the past year, has our relationship with God improved? Have we drawn nearer to God? In James chapter 4 and verse 8, it says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." Have you drawn nearer to God? Bearing in mind that a close relationship depends on good communication, have we been faithful in listening to God through his word? Another year's gone by. Did we read through the entire Bible? If not, and especially if we never have, can we honestly say that we're taking our relationship with God seriously? How many of us, including myself, pick up the small, I don't know, it's bigger than an index card, but it's got Bible readings for each week of the year? I know I do. I have one in my Bible right now, and I know that Diana does. And every year, you know, December or January 1st, we're knocking it out. And then, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, we're doing good. We're staying on track, and You know, then we have a week where something, you know, work was tough or we got busy this week and we missed a day. And then we missed two. And then by the middle of March, we're back on. You know, we're reading two or three, we're checking two or three boxes a day, like catching up. And then by the middle of April, you know, it's just the way that happens. Are we taking our relationship with God seriously? Have we been steadfast in talking to God through prayer? Any effective communication requires a two-way street. Therefore, fervent Bible study should be joined with fervent prayer. Has our degree of prayerfulness increased or decreased in 2020? Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know really how to describe it. Panic, as much panic or concern or fear or whatever, insert your favorite word, as we've had in 2020, has this caused you to pray more or less? Has our relationship with the brethren improved? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I did not mark these and I should have. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning of verse 9, it says, "But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do so toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more." Has our love for one another increased this year? More so now than ever before, it should have. We haven't exactly been able to go and visit the way that we'd like to, but have you called one another? Have we texted one another? Have we reached out to consider who might be in need, who might need some help? Have we checked on each other the way that we should? Here's another question. Do we really know our brethren? Each year we add to or we take away from the church, you know, a member here, a member there comes and goes, or things happen or whatever, people move out of the area. Have we gotten to know everyone that we need to? Do we take time to get to know our visitors by name? Do we know where they're from, where they're going? Has our relationship with those in the world improved? In Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 13, Jesus said that you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is good then for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. As people of God, we have an important responsibility toward those who are in the world. We have a responsibility to be a positive influence, where Jesus just said, you are the salt of the earth. We have a responsibility to demonstrate a better way. We are the light of the world. Have we made progress this year in developing meaningful relationships with people in the world? Probably not. I think we've all, at least to some degree, been scared to gather in large gatherings. But these are some thoughts for the upcoming year. Have we made progress in developing those relationships with people in the world? so that the light of Christ can be seen in our lives and so that the gospel can be communicated to them. Where are we like most neighbors in this day and age, living next to one another, but not really knowing each other? Having forgotten the lost art of Southern hospitality. I guess the question that I'm really asking here is, another year has gone by, and have we made good use of the time that the Lord's given us, or have we wasted it? It's likely that all of us, in some degree, have not made good use of the past year. But at this point, we need to apply the words of Paul. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. With this attitude of pressing forward, let me suggest a few resolutions to you, and I'm sure you're going to come up with your own. But for the year ahead, resolve to draw nearer to God, to Christ. By having a daily reading program of God's living and abiding Word, we have copies for you if you can't sit down and map out or don't want to sit down and map out a plan of your own. Read the Old Testament this year. Read the New Testament this year. Read the whole Bible. Resolve to draw nearer to God and to Christ by being diligent in prayer. Let's be a thankful people. We are more blessed than any group of people on this planet, in this whole world. We have more comforts and blessings than anyone, and we are very quick to forget that. Let's be a thankful people. Perhaps Daniel's custom of praying three times a day would be worth it for us to emulate. Pray three times a day. You think you could pull that off? Could we stop what we're doing at least three times during the day to talk to God? Number two, let's resolve to become closer to the brethren by making it a point to learn every person's name. We have a small congregation here, but can you honestly say that you know everybody's name and you know something about everybody here? Where do they live? Where do they work? What do they do? What's their dog's name? Something. Make it a point to get better every day. Get a directory. Each week, connect some names with faces and find out where they live. Maybe if you're in the neighborhood, stop by. Hey, I was just here, just in the neighborhood, wondering if you needed anything. Wanted to stop by and say hello. Become closer to the brethren by visiting or hosting a different person each month. Now, hey, that's up to you and the person that you're inviting into your home, whether you choose to do that at this juncture, but there are other ways to do it. We, you know, have someone over for dinner or, you know, meet at some place and have a dinner. And it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be dinner. You can meet on a park bench just to share the weather. What do you think about the weather this week? Or did you hear about the news? Or whatever. Just to have a simple visit, just to become better acquainted. Doesn't have to be in the home. A lot of families, again, at this point, are afraid to have large groups in their home or just choose not to. You could visit a different person each month as well. May not always be convenient to have somebody in your home. You know, before this pandemic started, before all this stuff locked us all down and closed down the restaurants, I know that we always look forward to going out to eat once a month. And I'm sure most of you know what I'm talking about because I think a lot of people would come to that. And we enjoyed that. I know I enjoyed that. Our family enjoyed that a lot. And I look forward to a day where we can do that again. But that's what I'm talking about. That was great. We would all meet at some local restaurant, sit down and have lunch. And it was wonderful. Get a chance to talk to everyone there. In 2021, let's resolve to get to know non-Christians better. By having one or two neighbors or co-workers in your home each month. And again, it doesn't have to be in your home. It can be anywhere. Visit one or two neighbors or co-workers each month. It doesn't have to be a fancy meal or even a formal visit. Stop by. I was in the neighborhood. I wanted to stop and say hello. Doesn't have to be anything spectacular. Just an opportunity to get acquainted. The point is to build meaningful relationships in which opportunities can be created to share the gospel. These resolutions may sound simplistic to you, but if you put these into practice, they can go a long way. They can go a long way to producing the kind of lifestyle that is becoming of a Christian and to increasing a closer relationship to God, our brethren, and to those who are in the world, the lost. These things will bless our own lives and be a blessing to the church here and to the community around us. They can go a long way to create a clearer conscience next year at this time. Think about that. I would venture to say that all of us would say that we'd have squandered in some way, shape, or form in 2020, and that we'd really like to do better in 2021. So mark it down. I'll stand right here and preach this same sermon near the end of 2021, and we'll think about where we were this year compared to next year. Time is a precious commodity, and it's given to us by God. It's truly like a vapor, and it needs to be carefully used. So, as we wrap this up, I hope that these suggestions for resolutions for the new year will help you in making better use of your time. Before we sing a song, I want to share a little poem with you. It's called A New Year, A New Beginning. The old year ends, a new begins, with pages clean and new, and what is written on each page will now depend on you. You can't relive the year that's past, erasing every wrong, for once a year or day is spent, it is forever gone. But don't give up in dark despair if you have failed some test. Seek God's forgiveness and resolve henceforth to do your best. Resolve each precious day to do things good and kind and pure. Though days and years may pass away, these things shall still endure. You know not where your path may lead, nor what's beyond the hill, but know that God walks at your side if you will do His will. All things are possible with God, though days be bright or dim. So do your best and know that you can leave the rest to Him. If you are not a Christian or you are a child of God and you have strayed from the Lord, you need to make the best of the time that you have. And that starts right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. We then, as workers together with Him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For He says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Whatever your need is, don't waste another minute. Take care of it now as we stand and sing.